everybody. Welcome to my mini movie review for Deep Blue Sea 2 that came out not too long ago, 2018. I'm pretty amped about watching this movie, not because I think I'm going to like it. I'm pretty sure it's going to be hot garbage, but I love shark movies. I love them a lot. Jaws is one of my favorite movies out there. I have the collector's edition for it. It's in VHS, but I still love it. I even love the sequels for them, even though they're kind of all over the place a little. They each have their own little special place in my heart. The main thing is I loved Deep Blue Sea when it first came out. It came out in 1999. I was about 13, 14, and it seemed like a lot of movies I saw around that time I really loved, including last week's, you know, when I first saw Lake Placid around that time. So for Deep Blue Sea, I loved it. It came out, I still sometimes quote some of the stuff from the movie. The scientist who's all like, think of the millions who will be saved, or the thousands, or whatever, and then she's like, oh, the protein complex. So when I saw or heard rumors that the second one was coming out, like, straight to video, I'm not too upset about it, or with this one, just because it's the only other sequel. You know, it's only number two. Hopefully it will stop after this. It doesn't look like it had super great response to it, so I have a feeling that they're done. I kind of wondering how this came about, because really, it's been almost 20 years since the first Deep Blue Sea came around. The fact that they're making a sequel now is kind of interesting. I feel like it probably went like this. Okay, so Warner Brothers Home Entertainment was like, all right, well, regular Warner Brothers is coming out with The Meg later this year. And they were probably like, you know, it's probably been a while since we did some shark movies, so we got The Meg coming out, so maybe we should work on something else before that to kind of dip our toe in. You know, The Shallows came out in 2016, and people liked that, which I liked that movie, it was fine. I thought it was fun. Then, you know, 2017, we got 47 Meters Down. I liked that one even better. It was a good time. So they're like, we gotta throw something out to hold people over for The Meg. Do you remember Deep Blue Sea? And people were like, you mean that movie from 20 years ago? And they're like, yeah, we should do a second one and put it straight to video. That'll buy us some time until we can get The Meg going. Kind of hold everyone off and see what happens. And they're like, you know what? Let's try it. I feel like that's kind of how it went. Because I can't see why else you would make it. They just got it out and they're like, here you go. The catchphrase for it is stronger, wiser, deadlier. And I'm like, you know, the first one, they were pretty deadly. I can't imagine, I mean, are they going to walk on land now? Like, I can't imagine how they could get even more deadly. Again, I'm excited to watch it just because I know it's going to be really bad. I'll probably end up just being like, watch the first one, you know, just like I did last week or the last mini movie review. Said it came out April 17th, 2018. It runs about 94 minutes. If you remember the first one, first Deep Blue Sea, apparently they were at a facility where they were working on developing brain function in these Mako sharks in order to cure Alzheimer's disease, as well as I think some other diseases, different neuron-type diseases, nerve-based in the brain. So they were like growing this protein complex in these sharks and then extracting it from them and keeping them contained in this outer facility, like in the middle of nowhere in the ocean. So with this one, it looks like there's a shark conservationist who, again, is invited to visit this facility by a billionaire who works in pharmaceuticals. They meet the shark trainers, which they did in the first... This sounds a lot like the first one. They meet some of the shark trainers and a computer technician and people who work there. They've been genetically altering the brains of 5 bull sharks to make them smarter. So these are bull sharks, not Mako. I'm pretty sure that's what they were in the first one, was Mako. There's an alpha shark named Bella. All right. Yeah, this looks a lot like the first one. Good lord. No, Wikipedia has like the whole entire thing, so I'm just going to kind of skip over that because I don't want to spoil it. You know, I don't want to spoil it for myself. So now that I made that theory about why Warner Brothers did that, they do actually have a thing here in Wikipedia about the production. Apparently I was wrong. I didn't expect to be completely right. I just thought it was fun. Apparently this has been in the works for quite some time, it looks like. I'm going to read this straight from Wikipedia here about the production. In 2008, Warner Premiere was planning a direct-to-video sequel to Rennie Harlan's Deep Blue Sea. So that was, you know, 10 years ago, which would have been a little better in the grand scheme of things. It was going to be directed by Jack Perez and released sometime in 2009. The project, though, did not materialize. Even so, in June 2017, it was announced that the sequel directed by Darren Scott had begun filming in Cape Town, South Africa, And then in January 2018, Warner Brothers Home Entertainment released a trailer for Deep Blue Sea 2. I like my story a little better. So I'm excited to watch this and go check it out. They even got, if you want to get the Deep Blue Sea 2 Blu-ray combo pack DVD and digital, they got the making of Deep Blue Sea 2 and some gag reel stuff on there. So you, if you really want to get into it. So yeah, I mean, we'll see what this is going to be like, but I'm going to go watch it and I'll let you guys know what I think. Okay, I finished the movie. I laughed out loud, I'll tell you that one. It wasn't that bad. So if you haven't watched Deep Blue Sea 2 yet, there's gonna be spoilers. Here we go. This movie, all in all, kind of bored me. I found myself just kind of like, you know, checking the time and like, okay, how long is this gonna take? Because it was similar to the same plot arc of the first one. They switched up a couple things and added a few things, but it really was basically the same kind of situation. So I found it a little boring, but let's basically get into it. So it starts out with one of those scenes where, like, there's some shark poacher kind of thing going on. And this part actually was kind of a little graphic. You could tell they used, like, prosthetics and stuff in this, so which I appreciated. But there's these two guys, and they're out hunting for fins, for shark fin soup, which is, like, a rare delicacy. Apparently you can get a lot of money for it. And it actually was a little graphic. I was like, geez, I didn't even realize how it was really done, I guess, if this is how they do it. But they showed them, like, snagging a shark, they pulled the shark up, they just picked the shark up, cut off the fin, and then just dropped it. I think they killed the shark and then just whatever would eat it and the ocean would eat it, but I was like, oh geez. And then they just had like a pile of shark fins and they were like, yeah, we're gonna sell it for all this money. And then they're so stupid, they take like a selfie in front. I'm like, come on you guys, it's illegal, you know it is, why are you taking a selfie? So then while they're doing this, they get this message on the radio from a ship that's nearby that's putting out like a message to everyone, like, hey, I don't know what you're doing in these waters, it doesn't matter, but you need to get out, you're in danger. If you can see this flare that I'm shooting, you need to leave. And you're like, uh-oh. You know, they're like, oh, whatever, we don't need to leave, or, you know, whatever, we're not gonna go. Apparently they have this team of five sharks they've been working on. They're working on bull sharks this time, not mako sharks. And so they have five sharks, it's led kind of by like a dominant female named Bella, and they escaped. So this guy out in the boat warning them is out trying to get them back. This movie throws in a lot of different behaviors of sharks that's not normal. Also, a couple things that I'll mention later that aren't normal to bull sharks. But then you can kind of get away with the science of it because what they're giving them in this movie, instead of working on Alzheimer's by increasing like their brain capacity and things like that, they're giving them like these neurotropic drugs for their brain to make them smarter, but it also alters their DNA. So you could kind of get away with saying like whatever behavior they do, you're like, well, it's their DNA now, you know? So these sharks like to hunt in formation. Sharks don't normally do that. Sometimes I think they may work together with one or two others, but this one was like if you ever seen the Mighty Ducks, it was like the Flying V. They went back and they like lined up. Bella, I guess, was in the front and they're coming towards the boat, and even the boat hunting the shark fins is like, do they normally do that? They take out those fishy dudes, or the illegal guys. Then the guy shows up, even though I think he could have stopped this. Apparently, they have something embedded in these sharks that if they hit this like little lanyard-type key thing that lights up, it can control them to make them do what they want. Not quite sure how, because sometimes it's different. It's mostly just don't touch that, go the other way. But this key also makes them, he was able to like round them up and they just followed him back home. I'm not sure exactly how all that was happening, but so he brings them all the way back home, which I'm like, well, that's nice. They all can follow you back. They put them back in their enclosure, which really wasn't much of an enclosure. I'm sorry, but if you're out in the middle of nowhere, maybe put them in a tank, you know, like something that's not so open to the open water like that. Because they really just had these electric soft fences with heavy bases that weren't quite down in the sand enough. And that's how the sharks got out. Apparently they were digging a hole, like hitting their snout in the sand and getting out. There should be no way that they should get out. They're like, oh, I guess we should get some more stuff and put it down lower. And they're like, yeah, I guess. And so they get all this situated. The guy that rounds them up, there's a couple other guys. One does like the computer work. The other one's like the buff guy that's kind of like working all the muscle stuff. And they get all that situated. In the meantime, a man, I guess he's like, I don't know if he's like a lawyer or like a PR or something like that. he goes over and we get introduced to the main character, Misty Calhoun, who actually was my favorite in this. I really did like her character. She's a like a shark ecologist, and she's teaching, which is like the same old thing as they show up with an offer of money and, you know, they're a teacher and they're curious, so they take it up, even though it's probably kind of shady, you know. So she's like, okay. So they're like, you should come out and check out our facility since you're so big on sharks. And she's like, all right. Even though she's read some shady stuff about this guy who's putting all this money into this the shark work. So they, you know, they go out there, they meet up with another couple, married couple who they're like neurobiologists or something. And so they go out there, they get out to the facility, you meet the guy who's running it, who's similar to the woman. They swapped it. It's a man now. It's similar to the woman who kind of was doing the facility in the first one. He's a little more on edge. But basically what they're doing is they're giving these sharks these neurotropic drugs to make them smarter, but it also alters their DNA. So they end up doing things that you're not sure about. The guy who's doing this, the doctor or the guy with all the money, is doing this because he is afraid of artificial intelligence overthrowing mankind. We're not going to be smart enough to handle all this stuff in our brains. So he wants to try these drugs. So he's been taking them on the side himself. And they're not exactly working. I mean, they're making him a little paranoid and a little, I don't know, he's just not right. Even the people working for him are like, this is, you know, if it wasn't for all this money, we'd probably be gone by now. So they get there. Misty Calhoun checks out the place. She hates it. I can't say I blame her. For what they're doing, it's nice, but it's like, this is so dangerous. You know, it kind of goes on. There's a couple, like, close calls. They show everyone what's happening with the sharks and how they can control them. They go down into the wet lab. It's basically a lot like the first one. You know, you got the open screen. You got the place where you can bring the shark up. They do a pretty similar thing. They bring the shark up. They round up Bella. You know, they're, like, talking about all this stuff and showing what they can do. She's supposed to be sedated. Something happens where, I don't know, like, she can apparently kind of talk to them. Bella can talk to the other four sharks and kind of get them to do what she wants. And somehow it gets to the point where, like, Misty Calhoun is like, you know Bella's pregnant, right? And they're like, what? Like, how would she be pregnant? We would know. We do blood tests. And they're like, well, you have been altering her DNA. They decide they need a throat culture in the dumbest way. This is where it started to kind of lose me. And this was probably about, like, half hour in the movie. And the guy is sitting there, like, under the shark, sticking his hand way down into her throat. You don't have some sort of long stick or something you can stick down there. And I'm like, oh gosh. And so he sticks it in there, and of course she like wakes up a little because she's super shark. And he gets his hand out just in time, but it was like a really close call. And then they freak out and like shoot her back down into the water. I'm like, I don't know why. She was still strapped down. And then she gets out there and she kind of doesn't stay by the group for a little while. And they're like, what? Why is she acting so weird? Because they can track them all with these dots. Like, she's a red dot and they're like little black dots or something. And then Bella comes back in the picture. Right away, Misty Calhoun's like, she's no longer pregnant. She just gave birth. And I'm like, come on. It was already like pushing it for me because earlier, the main doctor guy who's taking the neurotropics was talking to another man about his shady business. And Bella or one of the sharks was like looking in one of the holes in the wall, like, but not swimming. Like, she was just staring at him, like, as she could hear and understand what he was saying. I'm like, first of all, I don't think they can stop like that. I don't think they're supposed to. In the first movie, Deep Blue Sea, I remember they could swim backwards, and that was, like, a big thing. But for some reason, they can just sit. I could have sworn sharks have to keep moving, but, you know, I don't know. These do not. So Bella has had babies, and this is where I'm like, oh no, we're gonna have babies. The sharks have had enough. And they start taking out the cameras, which was similar to the first one. They start taking out the cameras and hitting the sides of the underground facility. The PR guy who was there earlier, it starts flooding and he ends up dead. And he, you know, it's kind of like a CGI kind of thing. He like his face is all mangled and he floats around and they're like, oh my gosh, it's all blocked off. What could have got him? All the sharks are out here, you know, and that's when they realize like her babies had gotten into the facility and the babies took them out because, of course, they're bloodthirsty, too, now. Fun fact about bull sharks, they don't normally give birth in the ocean. They can kind of fluctuate their salinity tolerance as they get older, so usually they would go to freshwater to give birth. I'm gonna let that go because the whole, you know, it alters their DNA, but technically they wouldn't be giving birth in the ocean, it would be more freshwater. The babies probably would have died being born in the ocean. Their salinity tolerance is not very high yet until they're older. She also gives birth to a lot of babies, and bull sharks do not give birth. They give birth to just like a couple, I think, or, you know, maybe 10 at the most. But there was at least 30 babies. So basically they're freaking out, the babies are aware, they have to leave. And it's just the same series of, like, in the first one, running through the different tubes and trying to figure out if they need to dive out. They try that. The sharks are kind of messing with them and not really biting them, but just kind of bumping them. Like, they're sneaky little sharks. And so there's a couple scenes that really make me laugh later, because these baby sharks, they make noise. They squeak like little bats. They're like, beep, 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 beep. And you hear it all the time. So it's like, then they can tell they're coming, like, even through a wall. Why do they sound like a flock of angry little bats? This is ridiculous. The best part is one of the neurobiologist guys. I was laughing so hard. I think I woke up my cat. Like, he was sleeping next to me and I, like, scared him laughing so hard. He hears the little sharks coming somehow. And so he goes up to, like, grab onto this pole to hang. And as he's hanging, all these little sharks are jumping up like, wee, 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 trying to bite him and not missing him. And I'm dying. I'm like, oh my gosh, so funny. And there's, like, some more deaths with the shark. There were some decent ones. Some of the kills weren't too bad. I will give them that. I mean, they did do some prosthetics with the shark and everything. You know, they all get topside. It's like the doctor, Misty Calhoun, one of the tough dudes, and computer guy make it out. There's just a bunch of stuff of how the sharks tried to get in that didn't quite work. Physically make sense, but whatever. Basically, it just comes down to Bella takes out the main doctor. It actually was a really good kill. I did kind of like that one. It was like he shot him out of the air and, you know, I liked it. The computer guy, the tough dude, and then Misty Calhoun, like, get off on this little boat and they're, like, going away. And they're like, well, what are we going to do? We have to make sure the sharks don't get out to anyone. And somehow this makes sure that they do. I don't know. Because he goes, well, the doctor guy always had a failsafe for everything. And he pulls this explosive remote that just so happens to be on the boat. Pulls it out, hits it. It only has a 10-second timer on it. I'm like, all right. Hits the 10-second timer, blows everything up. Were they in the sharks too? Because it's just blown up the facility. What about all those baby sharks? Definitely wasn't in them. I don't know. I guess they're just assuming they're all gone. So they're like, fine. So then it cuts to, like, I think it was a couple months later, maybe 6 months later. Some people are going out into a beach. They were going to go out there and the girl's like, I don't want to see sharks. And the guy's like, there's no sharks out here. And then they go out there and it's like, you know, it's something goes, you hear screaming. All in all, the movie was a little boring. I did go and watch the DVD I rented, did have the behind the scenes and, like, the gag reel and stuff on it. So I took a skim through that. And, you know, I will give them props because they did make prosthetics. They did admit that 90% of it was probably CGI. But they did make a full prosthetic shark. And I watched the gag reel. They looked like they had a good time doing it. They had fun. I was going to give them a lower score, but I did up it because of those factors. For a sequel for it that got postponed, we probably didn't need it. I mean, if you're into the sharks and stuff, give it a watch. It's fine. So I'm going to rate this one out of scuba suits. I'm going to give this one 4.5 scuba suits out of 10. So that's my review for Deep Blue Sea 2.